Blog Talk Radio.
We'll begin with the base or root chakra. Rest comfortably with your eyes closed. Allow your awareness to move into the first chakra at the base of your spine. The Sanskrit word for this energy center is Muladhara, which means foundation or root. As you bring your attention into this area, visualize the color red. This chakra relates to your core survival needs for food, water, and safety. It is the energy center closest to the earth, and when open, supports your sense of being grounded and connected. It is associated with the sense of smell. Breathe in the color of deep red, bringing the vital life force into every cell of your body. Make peace with uncertainty, trusting that Mother Earth is supporting you. The opening of this chakra brings confidence in your ability to fulfill your deepest needs and desires. Associated with your spine, adrenal glands, kidneys, and lower digestive tract, clarity in this energy center ensures good health in these core supportive structures. The sound of this base chakra is lum. 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 Relax. Breathe in and silently repeat the mantra lum.
Welcome, family, to Introduction to the Seven Chakras. This is Monique Nubia Sunshine joining you this evening in assisting us all in being able to learn about our chakras so that we can bring about healing and when we can identify when others are having a crisis or episode with their chakras. So every show that I'm going to open up with just a message about the chakras and just to get us in a peaceful and meditative state and also opening us up to learning about the chakras. So I do want to thank you all who are joining me this evening. And typically how I'm going to do the show is actually as an educational piece. So if you have a journal or if you have anything that you'd like to write in that will help you along, I'm going to be pretty routine for each show, so it may get a little dry, but it is stuff that we are looking to learn when it comes to our chakras. And as I always will do in each event page, I will share just information about each chakra and so that you can understand. So what we're going to do this evening is we're first going to talk about our chakras and what they are and the significance of them. And then we're going to talk about our root chakra, which is our Muladhara, and we're going to talk about how to identify certain things about our root chakra, things that will help us distinguish or know when the root chakra is is blocked or has an overload. We're going to talk about what the root chakra does, even without our assistance, what the root chakra represents for your body, your mind, and your spirit, and how to tune into your root chakra, and then how to use certain fitness moves or moves in order to get that root chakra connected. So I first wanted to talk to you about what the chakras are, because there's still some of us that are really learning about them and trying to understand the importance of these things called the chakras. Now, I do want to say for many, many years I've heard about the chakras, but I never was sure about what they were. And even in some cartoon programs, they talk about the chakras very lightly. They touch on it. And more recently, I saw one episode where they actually talked about the chakras in total. So, and I will post that to the event page. It's very interesting. But I do want to put a disclaimer first before I proceed forward. And just to mention that everything that I share is based on my education and my experience with working with the chakras. Everyone's experience may be different. Everyone's idea may be a little different. But I am basically coming with the knowledge that I have attained in studying the chakras and becoming a Reiki practitioner with working with my Reiki master and learning about them. And what I did was I took a base from what I've learned and increased my wisdom along with the assistance of my Reiki master. So I do want to let you know that this comes from a place of experience as well as lots of studying. But what I do say to you all, with what you hear tonight and with what you learn this evening, extend your studies. Go beyond what I am saying. Go beyond what the information that I share this evening, just in your own edification of what you're learning about the chakras. It is very important that you not only look at one source of where the information comes from, but as many sources as you possibly can, because you want to have your own perception of what this means to you in your life. So I share this with love. I share this with the wisdom and knowledge that I have attained in learning and using them in my healing practices and watching how it manifests, each chakra manifests within me and in my clients. So I do say, with what you learned this evening, send your education beyond here and get all sides of the coin so that you have your own personal experience and perception about this. So as I go further, I'm going to talk about the importance of the main chakras in the body. And so what the chakras are basically and how they've been described is this swirling wheel of energy that corresponds with our nerve centers in the body. And there are seven of them that we affiliate ourselves with the body, but there are 32, it is said, and then there is said to be 114. So, I will explain that probably later on as we finish our main chakras. We do want to focus more on the seven main chakras. Those are the ones that we are that are very vivid to us and that we work with all the time. So with that, each of the seven main chakras contains a bundle of nerves and major organs, as well as our psychological, emotional, and spiritual states of being. Now, since everything is moving, it is essential that our main seven chakras stay open and aligned and fluid. When there is a blockage, that means energy cannot flow to it. Okay? And so typically the chakras are associated with a circle. We say this circle, this ball of energy, and the the symbolism of the chakras is really because everything is representative of a circle. So in most cases, you'll notice that just in life in general, we have wheels, we have spirals, we have flowers that are that have that round center, which connects to nature. When you look at raindrops, typically when they hit the ground, it's a circle. If you look at tornadoes and hurricanes, they spiral in a circle. So all that energy spirals in a circle. And if you look at the Earth and you look at all the other planets and you look at the sun and the moon, it is in a circular shape. So it makes sense in how the chakras correlate to these energy, this energy center that is a ball of light or a ball of energy. And so that's what the symbolism of the chakra is about. And it is, chakra is a Sanskrit term, and it represents the energy within us, the life force energy that is with us. And it has, it gets activated through our prana, which is considered life force, but when we do breathing techniques and when I do breathing techniques with meditation, we call the prana air. So anytime we take a deep breath in, we're drawing that prana in. And when we draw that prana in, it circulates through our body. And typically when we are focusing on one particular chakra, we are taking that breath in to activate that chakra. And that's why it's so important to be able to know how to meditate and know how to breathe properly so that you can get that prana to get that wheel spinning. You know, as you see in a fan, when you plug in a fan and you got this fan that spins around and all this air coming from it, you can almost kind of relate those things together if you want to be reminded on how that chakra or how the chakra gets spinning. And so the chakras are like a barometer, like an internal barometer of that measures the energy in your body and how the energy is flowing. So they also provide a template for your entire life. So it's governing all the aspects of who you are, how you feel, how you love, what you say, what you know, and how you perceive your connection to the universe or a higher power. And so the chakras are very important to our existence, and I will explain each chakra so you can get to understand how it pertains to us in our physical. And as we talk about this evening, we're going to talk about the root chakra, and that's our first chakra. And I always seem to start with this one because I like to go from the bottom up. So when we talk about the root chakra, a root chakra is basically what it sounds like, our roots, who we are, our security and safety. And so when we talk about that, when we say I'm not grounded, this is what we mean when we say the root chakra. So I'm just going to read a little something just to get you a little bit more acclimated with understanding. The first chakra, also sometimes called the root chakra or earth chakra, is the Madhvahara in traditional Sanskrit. It means the root or the base support. It is associated with the earth element because it represents the actual earth, the physical connection to earth, the physical incarnation in the body. It is the color that is utilized, a symbolic of the earth, is red. So the root chakra is affiliated with the color red, okay? So the sound associated with this root chakra is a long sound, and it was in the introduction that that was shared with you. The introduction that I used, you use that when you chant, when you meditate, when you want to activate this root chakra. The root chakra is located at the very base of your spine, in the area of your coccygeal, your tailbone, basically. It is associated with several structures in the body. which is considered the coccygeal, the nerve plexus, the adrenal glands, the sacrum, and the organs that govern the elimination of waste. So typically, your digestive system as well as your anus area. So that all of that is representative on a physical level as far as your organs are concerned. Your root chakra governs several very important aspects of your life. So what we're going to look at is each portion of your life that the root chakra is affiliated with. And how I remember it and how I was taught to remember it was to learn the three S's: security, safety, and survival. That is our root. Security, safety, and survival. It says, we all come into this world in a vulnerable state, totally dependent on others for survival. So it begins our quest for security, a quest that will last a lifetime and originates at the root chakra. Some people simply feel safe in this world as they do, as if they belong. No matter what happens to them, others always seem to have a sense of impelling doom that they may want to escape from this life. So when you are feeling insecure or unsafe with your surroundings, it typically is a root chakra association. So it says the feelings that are reflected on the state of your root chakra are revealing how secure you feel in life, even in your own body. And some people say, like, if you have in a lot of instances where you have people who are transsexual or people who are getting sex changes, they sometimes say that they feel they're disconnected or their body, they don't belong in their body. That is absolutely a root chakra issue, okay? And so what we try to do or how we try to describe just to assist people who are feeling that way, to get them to identify with having a root chakra issue before it gets to a point of saying, oh, okay, you know, I think I want to change my gender altogether. Sometimes if we look into those things, we can discover that many of our Yes, hello. Sorry about that, family. We had technical difficulties. My line just completely dropped in the middle of the call. So, no, the show is not over. I do apologize for that. But let me go further into what we were talking about in the root chakra. So when we talk about the root chakra and we talk about all the associated psychological issues that go with it, we talk about the safety or security, the survival or being grounded, your family and your tribe or your patriotism or loyalty, and you tend to have associated issues of financial issues, as well as your health, your body image, and your weight. So those are things that could teeter on your associated psychological and life issues. And then when you have physical issues related to a blocked root chakra, that would mean constantly getting sick, insomnia, endless dieting or anorexia, any type of eating disorder, really, constipation, disorders of the large intestine, problems related to your bowels. So if you are having digestion issues in total, it is something to look at as far as your root chakra, checking to make sure your root chakra is balanced, and you will notice that with a lot of issues dealing with the bowels. You also will have disorders like pain in the feet or the legs, hip pain or any disorders of the bones, and skin problems. Like typically when people have issues with acne or issues with rashes, that is something dealing with the root chakra. And what I've learned through my own illnesses or sicknesses that I began to experience, there was a detachment of sorts of paying attention to what was going on with my body. And the first thing that I notice when I start to get ill or when I eat something that is not correct is I break out. And usually that is my skin. Now that I'm aware of it, it's my skin telling me there's a root chakra issue. You're doing something to your body that is blocking your root chakra. Either you're not eating the right things that's supporting your root chakra. You're not thinking of the right things. You're not concentrating on opening and meditation to open your root chakra. A lot of times many of us talk about our third eye, or my third eye is open, or I want to open up my third eye. But we need to first deal with the root chakra. The root chakra is one of the most important chakras to work with because it is your foundation. It is your roots. And just imagine yourself being a tree planted into the ground, and you're this tree which roots are in the earth. And the roots of who you are your ancestors, your extension, people who have passed things on to you and passed their DNA on to you and allow you to be you. But here you are standing as this tree. And if you don't water this tree, and if you don't give this tree sunlight, and if you don't pay attention to this tree, where does the tree typically start to die first? Typically at the roots, because the roots are not being supported, the roots are not being nurtured. So that's something that we need to take an assessment of when we start to notice things that are happening on the outside surface of our bodies, because if you realize that the skin is also a root chakra organ, and the root chakra or the skin is the largest organ on your body. So when things start to happen on the surface of your skin, that's when you have to start taking an assessment. Not only is what am I eating, what did I touch, or what did I put on my skin, but how am I connected and grounded to earth? Where did I lose my balance or lose my roots to this earth, my connection? So that's something that you definitely have to pay attention to when you are dealing with skin issues or issues with constipation and those things. So what typically when you hear most people who are familiar with the chakras, when they say I'm not grounded or I'm not rooted, they typically mean that they have some sort of blockage in their root chakra. So what I do want to do is begin to open up the lines for any questions for anybody, and I'm still going to go through the root chakra, but this time I'm going to open up the lines. So if you hear a beep on your phone, that means your line is open, and if you are not speaking, please mute your phone. There's a lot of background noise that gets picked up, and I want to make sure that folks are not being distracted. Or maybe I should close some of the lines because I hear a lot of noise already. So I'm opening up the lines, and caller with the last four digits of 5044, do you have any questions or any thoughts that you want to share this evening?
I'm just listening, grateful, but I'm listening.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining.
Thank you.
Okay. Caller with the last four digits of 8062, welcome.
Greetings and peace, Queen. This is Dayina calling from New Jersey.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I got out of my final early, so I was able to just tap in 2 minutes ago, and you started talking on the root chakra. Perfect timing. I wanted to ask questions about constipation. And the feeling of nervousness, tenseness in my stomach when I'm nervous.
Okay. Well, let's get to the constipation one first, if
okay.
You don't mind.
No, I don't. I got my pen and my paper ready. I'm ready, Queen.
Okay. So your question, what is your question, basically?
I noticed that when I get nervous, I always rub my stomach. And it's like
mm-hmm.
I have to urinate, or I feel that fluttering feeling and maybe a little bit of wooziness. I do have constipation issues, so I'm doing the, what do you call it, colon cleanse powder every other evening.
Mm-hmm.
And my diet is great. It's clean. It's quinoa. It's alkaline water. It's wild caught fish. It's kale, raw or steamed, fruits, mm-hmm. smoothies in the morning. I'm doing my stretching.
Okay.
Doing crunches, but I know it's my nerves.
And let me ask you something. What vegetables are you eating?
The root vegetables, minus broccoli because of gas, and cauliflower,
right.
And I'm not doing beans because it's so gassy, and I'm not doing gluten.
Mm-hmm. And are you drinking things like prune juice or?
No, I'm doing my water and tea.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mostly, and I'll have the occasional glass of red wine.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I think what should happen, because constipation, I have an issue with that too,
mm-hmm.
and constipation is definitely a telltale sign that you're not connected to the root chakra. Do you ever find yourself losing balance anytime during the day?
Yes, when I get like frazzled, if I work mm-hmm. myself up and I'm too upset, I get a little
mm-hmm.
off balance, and I start to trip over nothing, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that is definitely a root chakra. What I would suggest, for one, is do more meditation and breathing and envisioning the root chakra being grounded. And if you can get an opportunity when the weather gets warm, because I know it's still cold up there in Jersey.
Yes, it is.
When you get an opportunity to sit outside on the grass, and feel
okay.
Mother Earth underneath you. And I will send you, I will inbox you a root chakra meditation, just binaural sounds. The binaural sounds will help you also just give you the vibration. And then what you can do is you can do that and try to do it as early as you can, as you can. If you can do it early, then any time that you get an opportunity to go out, do that and hold your hands over your root chakra, like over your
mm-hmm.
lower, your abdominal area. And, or you could put one hand where your lower spine is, and you could just hold that there and take deep breaths in and just envision that chakra rotating. Also at night, drink yourself just at least two cups of,
mm-hmm.
Two small cups of warm prune juice. And make that a habit until, like, do it every 3 days. Every 3 days.
Okay.
And massage your stomach. You know, we all know how to do that. massage is so important. And then also I want to suggest, and this has been helpful for me. I don't know if it would be helpful. I know prune juice absolutely works. But taking some chlorophyll once a day.
Okay,
and,
the little green chlorophyll in the water?
Green chlorophyll in the water in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and let that work in your body too. That will definitely help you. It should help you. It helps me a great deal. And I tell you, it was really bad. There was times that there would be days and I would not go. So I knew
mm-hmm.
it was this connection. And I think that happens with a lot of us. We don't pay attention. We kind of brush it off. And that's
mm-hmm.
another thing with dealing with the root chakra or dealing with any chakras is being mindful, being
mm-hmm.
very mindful of our own bodies, listening to our bodies when it's saying something. Because typically if someone has constipation, they're like, oh, it's just constipation. But it's really your body saying something. You know, when
mm-hmm.
when typically people get alarmed when they have diarrhea. But we need to be
mm-hmm.
aware when both things happen, you know, so... Hopefully that helps, and I will get that to you after the show. I'll send you the binaural messages, and call me anytime.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for chiming in. And the butterflies in your stomach, that is a solar plexus.
Solar plexus, that's the other one. That's the orange
solar
color.
We're gonna work on that. That's your third chakra. We're going to work on that. We're going to do each chakra. This chakra is devoted to the root chakra. Then next week we're going to do the sacral, and then we're going to do the solar plexus. So I'm going to break every one of them down so that people
Perfect.
Can get a full understanding.
Perfect.
All right?
I'm so glad I got
All
to call
right.
and fucking listen. Okay, thank you, my love.
I'm so glad you did. Always.
Love to hear your voice. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. Likewise, love.
Thank you. All right, peace.
Okay, and then caller with the last four digits, 2135. Welcome. Hello.
And blessings, Queen.
I'm sorry, 2136. I'm sorry, I ain't got my glasses on.
That's okay. You know it's me.
I'm so blind. Oh, my goodness. I'm sitting here squinting, and I'm like, is that a five or a six? Okay, welcome, Rochelle. Okay, so do you have any questions or any thoughts that you want to share?
No questions. I'm just, I'm really enjoying the information, and I'm soaking it all in, writing everything down. I'm looking forward to the continuance of this. You know, I'm excited. I'm loving all of it.
All right. Well, we got some more to go, so I'm definitely going to go back to some of the dropping some knowledge. So stay tuned. I'm going to open up a couple more callers, and thank you so much for calling. All right. And then I'm going to open up the lines for caller with the last four digits of 9618. Welcome.
Hi, Mommy.
Oh, my God. I'm guessing you don't have any questions since I kind of talk about this with you most of the time. But do you have any questions?
No, I'm taking it all in.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to put you back on hold. And I'm going to open up another caller. Thank you for calling, sweetheart.
You're welcome, Mama.
All right. And call her with the last four digits, 9304. Welcome.
Hi, it's Gwen from Vegas. I don't have any questions. I'm just listening and enjoying. Uh-oh.
Okay. Well, thank you for joining us this evening.
Thank you.
All right. So I'm going to get back to the reading, and then I'll open up some more lines a little later so that we can go over or get any questions answered. So now as we talk about the psychological issues that deal with a block root chakra, and I'm just going to read some block root chakra health issues again as we point them out, as I pointed them out before. So in particular, the first chakra, physical problems can be tied to your feet, your legs, your hips, and your bones. And then the skeletal system. So it does affect your foundation. Your skeletal system is like the roots of the ground as well. It's your support. So the conditions that involve tightness are usually associated with your first chakra. So like if you have lower back problems that associate on tightness, that definitely just gets you stiff. That is definitely a root chakra issue. And as we mentioned before, constipation. Now, something very interesting that a lot of people didn't know, if you have difficulty in having an orgasm, that is a root chakra issue. Surprisingly, you would think it's a sacral chakra issue because that's your second chakra dealing with sexuality, but actually having difficulty achieving an orgasm teeters on that tightness and inability to let go of certain things, which is a root chakra issue. Insomnia is also generally caused by stress and tension, and those who suffer from it are prone to lying in bed, caught with their head and thinking about everything that happened and everything that needs to happen for tomorrow. So typically when you have insomnia, and I was a victim of this as well, and insomnia is definitely a root chakra issue, you go to bed with so much on your mind. You go to bed thinking about what happened, you're reviewing today, and you're reviewing what's going to happen for tomorrow. And the best way to get rid of those things is actually taking yourself into meditation as the evening progresses and as you relax, because really when you get home, it should be your peace of mind. Your root chakra should also be your home, because it is your roots of where you reside and where you sleep and where your foundation is, where you charge, and then you go back out into the world. So that really should be a part of that. And what other health issues
are considered with having a blocked root chakra. Sometimes if you are in an insecure situation or when you're traveling, your body tenses up. That is a root chakra issue. So when people get upset stomachs when they are traveling away from home, and again, sometimes with the butterflies in the stomach, as the sister mentioned, it could be a combination of your insecurity, your personal feeling, which is your solar plexus, and your root chakra combined, causing you to have that tension in your stomach and having that tightness as well. So the psychological issues that we relate to a blocked root chakra, which is very interesting, would be food addictions. And as I mentioned before, either you're one extreme or the other. But the blockage would mean that it is completely blocked. There is no energy going in there, and it's not moving. That wheel is not turning. So what you would tend to have is food addictions, alcoholism, even workaholicism. And they're all problems that are related with multiple chakras as well. But your root chakra is always the base of where it comes from. So I'm going to repeat that. Food addiction, alcoholism, and even workaholic, being a workaholic, are all complicated problems that involve multiple chakras, but typically the root chakra being the base. Okay? So that's what we definitely have to focus on. And if we get disconnected, anyone, just to let you know, please do not hang up. I will call back because I've been having technical difficulties all day. So please do not hang up. If we get disconnected, I will call back. Okay. Other issues related to the first chakra blocks also include meeting your own basic needs, getting along with family members, and paying your bills. Now, how many people we know have so many financial issues, can't take care of their responsibilities, or have difficulty in taking care of responsibilities? And that is definitely a root chakra issue. And it is also a root chakra in the basis that it could be related to something that you've grown up with, something that passed through your roots, something that came through your family and how you learned how to manage money or how you didn't learn how to manage money. And I can honestly say whenever I'm having a root chakra issue, I always look to that area because I do, and as with everyone else or most people, do have to look at our finances. And at some point or another, some of us struggle and some of us do very well. And most times when you have that struggle, it's something that you want to sit down and deal with. Some people don't even attach themselves to money. And I remember there was a time where when I got my first credit card, I didn't touch my money. Everything was credit card. Everything was debit card. I didn't even take money out the bank. Money, everything was paying itself off through the card. So I didn't even handle and touch my money. So how disconnected was I from my own finances? And that was a root chakra issue. If you're not handling and you're not touching your money and you're just seeing it go here and there and there, you're not dealing with a root chakra blockage, a possible blockage. So that is definitely an issue. And it is very important for people with blocked first chakras to pay attention to basic self-care, such as personal hygiene, cleaning up your house, paying your bills, taking care of your work and daily life in the world. First chakra block people have a hard time doing these things that you may need in order to help yourself get organized. So getting regular routines can help you make a difference. When you start writing a to-do list, that helps you get organized. When you start to put schedules together, it helps you get organized. I remember when my son was younger and we were told that he had ADHD. And even though we know now the big controversy behind it not being a realistic illness, but behind that, I had to learn how to create a schedule for him. I had to teach him to be grounded. And this is, I say this to the parents who have children who are highly active,
and need things to do. Most of these kids need structure. And when you give them structure and you give them things to do and you give them a schedule, you help them get grounded. You help them get rooted. You help them get organized. And the same thing happens when you teach them meditation. You help them get rooted and centered and focused on self. Many times in our daily lives, without a doubt, we are so focused on other things and we don't focus on ourselves. And this is where we can become blocked, because we are so focused on other things, it becomes a priority over us, where we do not become the priority. Everything else does. So your roots start to wilter. Your roots start to come up. You become detached from earth because you are not attached to self. And the same thing happens with dealing with family. When you find yourself in constant conflict with family, family are your roots. So I'm going to read a little something about family matters. An important part of a person's sense of belonging to this world is directly related to the family. Okay, and what an intuitive, a medicine intuitive speaker, her name is Carolyn Miss. I listen to her a great deal. She is a medical intuitive. She is a person who can read somebody's body like an X-ray and tell you exactly what's wrong with them. She refers to your family as your tribe. And your family is your tribe, and you may have other tribes as well, such as your friends, people you work with, other groups that share common interests and experiences with you. But typically your group, your gender, your neighborhood, or your tight-knit group of friends, or people that you've known since high school, are all different types of tribes. But your family is your tribe that is part of your roots, part of who you are. So when you have difficulty getting along with family members, it is definitely a root chakra, and it could be a root chakra in there. It could be a blockage from them, you know, especially if you have siblings who don't get along with one another and they stop speaking to one another. It's definitely root chakra issues on both ends, and that's something that we definitely need to connect to. So what you can do in starting to heal a blocked first or root chakra, you need to always keep yourself grounded to earth. And typically what I do is when I come home from work, I take my shoes off, I allow my feet to touch the ground or the floor. Sometimes if I'm in a park, I will, you know, if it's clean enough, I will take my shoes off and feel the grass. I will sit down on the grass. I will breathe in the earth. I will squat down and just imagine, you know, myself being connected as if I was one. Breathing techniques and things are really good. And if you do some physical activity, like joining a gym, joining a dance class, anything that gets the body moving, that is root chakra. That is charging that root chakra. So any activity that you do to the body will also help open up that blocked chakra. And getting more sleep is very important. Try to get as much sleep as you can. And getting a massage. Taking baths are very important, washing your hair and washing your feet, which also teeters on that hygiene, getting the hygiene going. And then be outdoors. Try to enjoy nature, even if it's cold outside. If you could go outside for 10-15 minutes and just enjoy the nature around you and the changes that happen, and even getting plants in the house. I always encourage people to get plants in house because that is your connection to earth. That is your connection to being grounded. So it's very important. You also want to use mantras to help you train and allow you to become more grounded. So if you want to say, my feet are firmly rooted to earth, my body is well cared for and taken care of, I am healing. I say that every day. I say, I am healing. I am growing. I am healing, okay? And so, and if you say, I'm safe, I'm strong, I'm alive, and those mantras will begin to help you.
Now, we want to talk about overloaded issues, overload, too much energy in the root chakra. Too much energy, when you have too much energy in the root chakra, you tend to be prone to excess. So first chakra overloads could be too much routine. That's where your workaholic comes in. Too little flexibility, too little change. Your boundaries are too stiff, and you avoid being spontaneous. For some people, this pattern has child. So maybe your upbringing was so rigid, and this typically for children who grew up in households where you had parents who were in the military, very, very, very structured. There's rules to everything. There's boundaries to everything. There's a certain way you have to do things, and that's the only way you do things. That's someone that has an overloaded root chakra. And the most common physical sign of an overloaded first chakra is obesity, and that is directly related to over. And when we say those eating habits, how they associate with the root chakra, well, that overload would be obesity. And so eating strengthens the first chakra. But when some people go overboard and eat too much, they feel, in order to feel heavy or secure. So for these people, losing weight isn't just a health issue. It's almost a threat to their safety. And see, this is how we can start to look at why some people are obese or why some people overeat, because it's safety. Typically when we're hurt, typically when our emotions are bruised, many of us seek the safety of eating. And it feels secure. It makes you feel secure. So this makes sense when you have this overload root chakra. So, however, if you have an overloaded first chakra, you may not want to admit that being overweight really does make you feel safer. And a lot of people don't want to say that because they don't like it and they don't understand it. But I think once you understand that that could be part of the issue or that is just a portion of the issue, it helps you be a little bit more aware on how to get yourself out of this overactive, this overload chakra. And it's very difficult, but I'll tell you how to get there. Not all overloaded chakra people are overweight. Some hyper-focus on their bodies. So if you see someone that is excessively working out, obsessed with their body being perfect, obsessed with having muscles, and some guys that have muscles, and some women who are excessively over-dieting all the time, that's where you get your bulimia, with someone who is excessively concerned about gaining weight, and they go overboard. So, and then you have people who have exercise regimens that are like crazy. They're always in the gym. Every time you see them, they're in the gym. Every time you see them, they're on some kind of energy kick, and they're very, very hyper, very, very hyper. So more typical overload first chakra issues include stiff ankles, knees, hips, joints, excessive fatigue, sluggishness, just a heavy feeling that you cannot get moving, you know, so that it is definitely on the excessive part of it. The overloaded psychological issues of the first chakra can kind of result in people who hoard. So if you see someone that has a hoarding issue, that is something that you do want to relate to overloaded chakras. And I've seen this happen in people that I know. When I was younger, one of my first jobs when I was growing up was cleaning, in a cleaning service, and I was cleaning people's houses. And so there was one lady who had, I mean, she had a ridiculous amount of clutter, and I was just, like, so intimidated by cleaning this lady's house because she had so much stuff. And she was an old black woman, just kept everything. She kept everything. She didn't want to get rid of anything. And it was, and at the time, I didn't understand that it was a problem. I just was like, dang, she has a lot of junk. She got a lot of crap. And it wasn't until I got older that I started to understand, and when I saw it in my
you know, in my parents when they kept things. And sometimes it's sentimental for us to keep things and we hold on to them. But when you hold on to them to the point where you can't move around your house or you can't clean up or you can't have the space that you need, things that lets you know that something is happening in that root chakra. And especially when you have old pictures and things that are sentimental to you from family members, it basically lets you know that there is an overload in that root chakra and that needs to be paid attention to. And a lot of times people just chalk it up as a medical issue, but it is also the energy that you are overloading in that area. So that's something that's very interesting to look at. But it says when people also hoard food, they may also hoard possessions, money, focusing intensely on accumulating material wealth, and that they don't know how to give to others. And it says an overloaded first chakra, people tend to have rigid sense of rules and boundaries. Like some people, you cannot cross certain boundaries without them going off, and that is a root chakra overload. Because they feel like they're vulnerable. So this is where they feel like their safety is being threatened. So when we talk about those three S's, when we talk about safety, this is something that people do when they're guarded, when they're protecting themselves, is that because they feel their safety is being threatened, and that is an overloaded root chakra. Healing an overloaded root chakra means draining some of the excessive physical energy to make room for other kinds of energy, such as emotional and spiritual energy. Some of these strategies are some of those that you use in order to heal a blocked root chakra. So most important is to move the physical body, because particularly earthbound people have a hard time with movement and flexibility. So you do want to do exercises that continue to get the heart rate going. For those who are sluggish, for those who have overload like the obesity. And you want to do things that keep the body moving. You do also want to try, and it suggests that you try yoga classes in order to help you with that. And so, and what I'll do is I'll post some yoga movements that they show you to be able to do with your root chakra, and getting that to unblock and getting that to open up. But I do want to read a little bit more about the root chakra and some of the other associations with our root chakra, because I know that many people are so interested in learning these things. And I want to ask, you know, do many of you, just with what you're learning and what you're knowing, do any of you know or feel like your root chakra is unbalanced? And I do want to pose these questions, and maybe you should write it down, because these are questions that you may want to ask yourself when you want to start discovering what is going on with your root chakra. So I'm going to read these questions, and you can write them down. I'm not going to ask anybody to answer these questions. These are something that you want to work on your own so that you can begin to identify if you have some issues dealing with your root chakra. And maybe just some of what I gave you today may have opened the door to that. But the first question is, do you feel you have all you need to live comfortably? Do you feel, and I know most people probably don't, I don't feel that I have everything, but I do feel that I have what I need right now for right now. But the first question again is, do you feel you have all you need to live comfortably? And you can write that any way that it means to you. Then the next question is, how are you doing financially? Are you constantly struggling, or do you have strong foundations? And be honest, because the first thing in being able to open this block chakra or eliminate some of the overload is being honest with yourself. And this is why this is something you need to write down and keep in your journal, because that way it is yours, it is to you, and you don't have to disclose or share that with anybody. The next question is, how are your current living conditions? Do you feel supportive or supported enough So do you feel like you have enough support, whether it be from your family members or whether it be from your work? So how are your current living conditions? Do you feel supported enough? The next question is, do you feel connected to your natural environment around you? Do you feel connected to the earth? Do you feel connected to other people on this earth? Do you feel connected to the people in your family? Do you feel connected to the people who are your friends? Do you feel connected? And that's a very good question. There's a lot of people who feel like they don't even belong with the family members that they have. And I believe I was one of them. Okay. The next question is, do you feel threatened by looming fears about the end of the world? Do you feel threatened by looming fears about the end of the world? And that's part one of the question. Part two of the question is, or do you trust that no matter what happens, that you and your family will be okay? Or do you trust that no matter what happens, you and your family will be okay? Okay. And the next question is, how resourceful do you feel when you meet life's challenges? So how resourceful do you feel when you meet life's challenges? So how are you able to support the way you feel about life's challenges? What do you do, or what resources do you utilize to assist you in meeting life's challenges? And do you feel that you have strengthened them, or how do you feel about them? So what that means, whether they are financial, health-related, or job-related, family-related, all of those. Do you find yourself in situations that others deem right for you? Do you find, and I'm going to read that again, I think it's a two-part question. Do you find yourself in situations that others deemed right for you, but do not meet your deepest goals or aspirations? So that in essence means, do you find yourself that someone is always telling you you should do this, but it doesn't align with what you really want to do? So I'm going to say that again. Do you find yourself in situations where people want to tell you what to do, but it's really not what you want to do? And do you feel you have enough support where you live, your actual home? And I think that question was earlier. So I'm going to ask this question. Are your roots strong enough to support you wherever you are? So what I do want to talk about really quick, because we have like 20 minutes left to the show, and I'm going to probably leave the last 5 minutes for questions for anyone who may have. But what I want to do, talk more about is discovering your true needs and aspirations. So to heal your first chakra, you will really need to know what your true needs and aspirations are. This generally is a guide to help you to be able to decide in regards to how you are living, how you want to work, who are the people you want to surround yourself with. And so that way you have an awareness of your roots and what is around you. You have an awareness of those things that might pull you into an overload or pull you into a blockage. So it's always good to take an assessment of what's going on in your world, the people who are in your world, the associations and the people you surround yourself around. So if you find yourself surrounded by people who are gossipy and who is always talking about someone else and you really find it very uncomfortable, you need to reexamine those those roots, because that is your tribe, that is your association. And, you know, like they say, birds of a feather flock together. And sometimes in the back of our head, we're like, just because I flock with them don't mean I'm like them. But the thing is, you're associating yourself with them and you're absorbing the energy that they are giving off. So how is that affecting your root chakra? How is that throwing you off balance? And how is that disconnecting you from the roots of who you are? And this is when we have to take an assessment of the people in our lives and what they contribute to our lives. Do they enable you to have an excessive root chakra, or do they assist you in blocking? And that's what you have to take an assessment of. And it could be those family members as well, you know, either having a sit-down with them and saying, listen, this doesn't sit right with me, you're going to have to stop doing this. Either whether it's talking to them or disassociating yourself with them, you have to honor yourself. And honoring yourself is being able to open up and get that root chakra circulating so it's not an overage in it, so that you can have a balanced root, so that you are not stumbling, so that you are not constipated, so that you are not overeating, so that you are not excessively working out or excessively dieting, so that you are not guarded and protecting yourself with boundaries, so that you can be flexible, and so that you can be open, and you can be fluid, and you can be honest with yourself. So, as we go further, I want to talk about the aromatherapy that you can have for your root chakra. And this is good for when you're doing meditation. You want to have aromatherapy, even in your house, if you want to get your house grounded, if you feel that everything in your house is just disconnected. The aromatherapy is very good for chakra balancing. And in order for you to heal your root chakra, you want to consider using flowering or earthy scented essential oils in order to ground you and give you balance. So you want to use Lang Lang, and I'm going to post that because it's spelled Ylang-Ylang. And it's called Lang Lang. Rosemary oil is awesome. I burn rosemary all the time. Patchouli, and that's P-A-T as in Tom, C-H-O-U-L-I. And sandalwood, which is another favorite of mine. Sandalwood is a beautiful, earthy, it's like the musk earth smell, and it's very good. And then myrrh, and we all know about myrrh, frankincense and myrrh, but it says myrrh here. So you do want to use that, and myrrh is very good. My favorite ones are rosemary and sandalwood. I burn them all the time. And so with your root chakra healing foods, these are the foods that you can begin to eat that's going to help you with your root chakra. It's going to help balance. They don't always have to be red in color, but they will typically they will be, like rooted vegetables. And you want to try parsnips. If there are people who are eating eggs, you can eat eggs. If there are people who are eating tofu and soy, beans are great for those meat eaters, all types of meat. Rainbow chard is also good. And a great, excellent one is the best. I love eating beets. And it's very good for the good the blood circulating, and it's good for lowering blood pressure. And then the root chakra healing stones, crystals and stones that you want to use in your meditation. And just to let you know, healing stones have vibrational frequencies that will help restore your balance. So if there is a deficiency or you have an excess of energy, those stones will actually balance you. And each chakra will have their own stones as it relates to the frequency of balancing you. So you want to use a stone, and you want to choose red stones when you want to heal your root chakra. And some of those stones are red jasper, bloodstone, red carnelian, and garnet. And then you want to use hematite, which is great grounding stone. Great. And I'm going to post those to the event page so you know what they look like. There's a stone called jet, and it's actually very, very black. And smoky quartz is excellent. Okay, and rhodochrosite is also another great stone that you want to use. So those are the crystals, and I will post those to the page because I know I went through them pretty quickly. But we do want to be able to get this root chakra going and unblock it. We want to get it, get ourselves grounded. Another meditation that I've learned to do, and these are great meditations that you can use for root chakra, and this is to judge your balance as well, is walking meditation. Walking meditation is so profound. When I first did it, I did not realize how bad my balance was. I did not realize how unstable to the ground I was until I did walking meditation. And walking meditation, what it does is, as you take each step you take, like say you take a step with your right foot, you take a deep breath in, and then you take it as far as you can go, and you feel your belly. And then when you take that breath out, you step with the other foot, concentrating on heel to toe as you're walking. So as you're walking, you'll always take a breath, and it'll be heel, toe, and heel, toe. And you take and you pace yourself according to your breath. And it shows you where your imbalances come from, because even walking that slow forces you to pay attention to how your foot lands on the floor. And a lot of us, I see some women, sometimes they walk on the inside of their feet. That will correct that issue when you're totally mindful of how you step on the ground. You have some people that walk on the outsides of their feet. So the walking meditation will help you begin to balance and begin to pay attention on how your feet touches the ground, because that is another significant way of understanding where you're grounding, how rooted, how connected. If you find yourself always losing balance and you find yourself tipping over because you're walking, your walk is off, you're not grounded. You're not using your feet as your solid foundation. You know, we don't pay attention to those things. I wanted to mention, when I took a yoga class, I took a Bikram yoga class, and in the Bikram yoga class, it has you work on every part of your body, and every yoga typically does. But what caught me about this is that this Bikram yoga was 110 degrees. It was hot, and you get tired easily. The heat didn't really bother me. It was the fact that I sweat so much, and it was just the movements were so focused on body parts. And it was 130 minutes of being in that class, where you have to focus on your body. Now, I have never spent that much time focusing on my entire body. And this is why these things are so important. We probably spend maybe a half hour when we are in the shower, maybe some of us 15 minutes on focusing on our entire body from head to toe. Maybe some longer than others, women who spend more time on their hair than they spend on their whole body. But overall, we spend little time with our bodies. We spend more time doing other things, paying attention to other people. So it's a wonder that many of our root chakras are so off. It's a wonder that many of us are constipated and stiff and guarded and fearful. And, you know, all these things contribute to us not, if we are so wrapped and caught into dealing with self, that confidence and that feeling good about self and being grounded and rooted would be so beneficial to us as a whole. Our sleeping, going to bed on time, and taking in healthy foods, paying attention and giving ourselves that moment other than just that 35 minutes or that 40 minutes in the shower or that 20 minutes we do in our hair. Paying attention to the thing at the bottom of your body, your feet. You know, some of us, we go get pedicures and manicures done, but we let someone else do it. Why we don't do it? Why we don't touch our own skin and our own body? Why does someone else have to do it to get that me time or get that connection to your feet? Touch your feet. Look at your feet. That is your foundation. That helps you walk and get from one place to another for those who can. And think about those who can't. They can't. So grounding yourself is so, it goes down to that very little point of taking care of self, paying attention to self, being mindful of who you are on this earth, the citizen of earth that you are, and how you function in the people around you. You are so very important. You are so very important that you should pay attention to how important you are and the contribution that you bring to this planet. The earth recognizes you. You need to recognize the earth and recognize the earth in you. We have to get ourselves grounded. We have to get ourselves rooted to earth. We have to pay attention to those things inside of our bodies that are telling us that we are disconnected from the very bottoms of our feet. So that's where we start with our root chakra. I'm going to open up lines, and I'm going to see if anyone has any questions or anything that they want to share, and then we'll start to wrap it up. So caller with the last 4 digits of 3206. Welcome. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Do you have any questions?
Yes, actually, I do. How can I clear? Because I believe all my, oh my goodness, I am blocked. I know everything in me is totally not balanced. How can I clear? Where can I go? Who can help me? Or can I do it myself?
Mm-hmm. Well, first you want to identify where you're not clear at, because you do want to work with what's blocked. You do want to work with the issues. And what I always suggest for everyone to do, because I believe that everyone on some level or another has a root chakra blockage, and I feel that knowing which chakra for you is affecting you, because sometimes it could be a combination of chakras. So I always say, and you can always reach out to me, and I extend myself to anybody who wants or needs any assistance in that, doing meditations over the phone or saying certain mantras. You do want to pay attention to what you're also eating. You do want to make sure that anything that you eat is not contributing to your blockage, contributing to your chakra blockage. So you want to try to stay within those foods that are productive of those chakras. And because we're focused on the root chakra this evening, next week we're going to be going into all the other chakras. And that way I can break down bit by bit about
okay.
what's happening. So typically we start with the first chakra, because that is the foundation of everything. That is the beginning. And I think that, like I said, I think that's the place where many people underestimate where there's a blockage, because there's so many things that are related to that. But what you can do, you can reach out to me personally. I would suggest doing some movement, taking some classes with movement, getting your body fluid, or even just going home and turning on the music and dancing for about 30 minutes. Connect to yourself. Yes, hello, caller with 3206.
Yes, I'm still here. We got disconnected for a little bit.
I got disconnected. My phone is very, very crazy.
Okay.
Sorry about that. But so just connecting to yourself, like spending some quality time with yourself, baths are very important, and doing some breathing techniques. And I will, if you want, we can speak after the show and we can do some breathing techniques. So we can definitely do that. But there's ways to identify what's going on with the other chakras as well, and we'll talk about that when we speak behind the scenes.
Okay? Thank you so very much.
All right.
No problem. No, thank you for calling. Good night.
Good night.
So I'm going to open up caller with the last four digits of 8305. Any questions that you might have?
Yes, good evening. How you doing, sister?
Oh, good evening. Who's calling?
This is Jamie X Factor.
Hello, welcome. Thank you for calling.
Hey.
Do you have any questions for me?
Actually, I have one. Something that
okay.
excuse me, something that's been bothering me as of late.
Okay.
I'm noticing, like I'm in St. Louis, and I'm
mm-hmm.
in the process of moving from here. But at the same time, I notice when I'm out in the streets that I'm starting to be nervous. I've always been pretty cool, calm, and collected. And, you know, gunshots and all the extra, none of that really fazes me. But I'm noticing now I'm just more leery and I'm more, I almost say jumpy, but I'm just nervous about certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never
you're
had
kind of feeling
issues
like
before.
Your surroundings aren't safe.
Yeah, to a degree.
Uh-huh. Well, it's definitely something. And you said you're getting to move out of the area?
Oh, yeah, babe. I got to get out of St. Louis.
Okay.
Definitely.
Well, given the environment and the energy that is going on in St. Louis right now, it's definitely,
right.
I mean, just with everything that's going on, the energy is just really.
It's crazy.
Really.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And I
crazy.
Think that's
so, so
right.
You're intuitively connecting to that.
Exactly. And it is,
mm-hmm.
It's a crazy imbalance of so many different energies.
Mm-hmm.
And thus me coming here and trying to understand, because oftentimes I'm thinking it's me, but I also have to acknowledge
mm-hmm.
the environment that I'm in.
Uh-huh.
So at the same
wow.
time, I could only work on myself. So
right.
I definitely, I don't think that I'm totally blocked, but I think I may have some blockage, if you will. So do you have any techniques as far as, I heard you telling the sister about, and I missed a little bit because I'm cooking and doing
uh-huh.
too much,
uh-huh.
different ways in which
okay.
you can open up the root chakra.
Well, you definitely, you sound like more that you have an overage. Then you do have a blockage, especially if you're
okay.
feeling unsafe. So you kind of want to be guarded and protect yourself a little bit more. Not that you have direct fear coming towards you, but just
right.
in the sense of the energy that's going on, you have a lot of energy going into that root chakra that's keeping you aware about what's going on. So it's almost like you have your own invisible boundary going on. You definitely
yeah.
have to take time and to open or to clear some of that blockage. You got to let yourself go. You definitely have to do breathing techniques. You might want to be, and since you say you're moving, I don't know how this is going to work for you, but try to get yourself involved in some community activities, trying to get and I know that sounds crazy, just out of nowhere, and I feel like the people who are feeling so disconnected or feeling so tense about the areas that they live in, it might be productive for them to just see what's happening in their community. Even if it's like something live event, live music event, or something in the community that they may be doing with children, there may be some kids that may need to be inspired by you, you know.
Okay.
There may be some people that need to be inspired by you. Getting more involved in the community might give you some sense of ease of being in the community, whether it be just going to an event or whether it be actually getting yourself involved with people. Do you have family
okay.
where you live?
I do.
mm-hmm.
And this is the funny thing. I don't really mess with my family. I can't lie. My family
mm-hmm.
is more so has always been kind of my friends and support system. I love my family, but I'm like
mm-hmm.
the black sheep. My family, I got a bunch of Christians, and they some holier-than-now
mm-hmm.
Christians, and we don't click. We love each other, but we're just different. We're on different paths. So I respect mm-hmm. them, they respect me, but we don't kick it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if
I understand exactly what you mean, because I feel like one of those people with family, and it's hard. But
right.
maybe that's something that you might, if you can connect to at least one person, and I know there's got to be at least one person in your family that might connect to you and your difference.
Oh, yeah, my little sister.
And it might,
right, my little sister.
Yeah. I figured it had to be someone younger, because typically it's not anybody older. They're usually set
mm-hmm.
in their way.
Exactly.
Do activities with her might get your mind off of some of the things that are in the neighborhood. Do you go to the gym or anything like that?
Yes. Just left from, in fact, before I took this call.
All right.
I'm not a workout junkie. I'm in the process, sister, of trying to get back together. I broke my ankle over Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to heal from that.
Not even working out. I'm not going to suggest you work out. I'm going to suggest if there's a sauna in the gym where you go to, sit in the sauna
mm-hmm.
for 30 minutes and breathe.
Okay.
Do your breathing techniques
okay.
in there. That will loosen you up. That will free you up. That will also get you to get toxins out your body so you can feel a little bit more relaxed, and it will ease the nerves, that is all the nervousness that's going on inside you. A sauna
gotcha.
Will definitely – a sauna or a hot tub, anything hot that loosens you up, even a hot bath
mm-hmm.
at home.
Yes.
But if you go to the gym, it's something outdoors, you go ahead and enjoy it for about 30 minutes.
Okay.
And let me know how that works out. Inbox me, because I know we're friends on Facebook.
I will. Yes,
okay.
definitely. So I'll let you
all
know,
right.
And I truly appreciate
that. I hope you help too. Absolutely. Thank you so much for calling.
Not a problem. Thanks again, sister.
Always. Peace.
Peace.
Okay, I have time for one more question, and hopefully I don't get disconnected. Caller with the last four digits of 9618. Welcome.
Hi, Mom. Again.
Oh, my gosh. Why do I keep forgetting your number? Okay. Sorry about that. Number's back on. Okay. Caller with the last four digits. Let me see who I can grab that I didn't grab before. Let's go. I think I called on everybody, but I'm going to open up one more line and just see if there's any questions. So call up with the last four digits, 8062. I know I called on you before. Do you have any questions?
Yes. I was interested when you said the feeling of not having enough and
mm-hmm.
feeling tight. Is that really wound up to blockages on not having orgasms?
The blockages actually leads up to it not being able to open up and have an orgasm, being tightened. There's something that is holding, something that is preventing you from going, or preventing a person from going there. I know I had that issue as well. And I'm candid. I'm very candid about me. And I do enough of these shows for people to know everything about me, so I'm not afraid to open that up. But I had that issue for a very long time, and it was something that I did not understand what was wrong, but I was holding on, and it was just something that I wouldn't let go. And sometimes I'm like that depending on who I'm dealing with, not being safe, not feeling safe enough to let go, not feeling secure enough to let go. And that can also be a part of a sacral chakra and a solar plexus as well. Next week when we do the sacral chakra, I'll talk more about it, because that is your passion chakra, your sensual and sexual center. So a lot of times when you have problems in your root chakra, you definitely have issues in your sacral chakra. So a lot of those things are interrelated. So I will definitely speak on that. When we do the next show. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But it is something to look into on your root chakra as well. And what I always suggest when women have those issues,
dealing with that? Because it's typically you, I mean, more chances than not you find that happening to women more than men, because it's very difficult for us to go there. For men, physically it's pretty easy. But what I do is I teach yoni breathing, which also opens up that root chakra. And that teaches you how to be able to exercise your PC muscles, become more comfortable with your physical self, being more in touch with your physical self. And this is why root chakra grounding is important, because when I mentioned earlier about hygiene and being attentive to our bodies, it's not to say that we don't have good hygiene, but it's also those things that our ancestors used to do in order to stay connected and rooted to our bodies. The rituals and the things that we did when we prepared ourselves when we were with a mate, or prepared ourselves to become parents and mothers. So we have lost the connection of those things, and that is part of our roots, because that comes from our ancestors. You know, we've lost a great deal of our roots as a people, and this is why I know for a fact that many of us as a culture have root chakra issues, because we are not connected to our history. We are not connected to our ancestors the way we should. We don't have the rituals and the traditions and the rich culture that our people have had connected to us. We're just getting some of that back. So that's how I know a root chakra is definitely blockage and definitely real in most of our lives. So I will definitely discuss the yoni breathing and the techniques next week, but if you are interested to learn about them now, if you're connected to me on Facebook, I'm Monique Nubia Sunshine. You can inbox me, and you can,
okay,
and we
you.
Can discuss it, okay?
Okay, I'll just call you. Thank you so much, Queen. I love you.
Absolutely.
I appreciate your show. Okay, I'm going to call Safari.
Thank you. I
love you. That's what I'll do.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay. And
okay.
So I thank everybody this evening for joining me. I'm so grateful that you all participated, and we will resume next week at the same time as we talk about our second chakra. We're going to go into all the details, and hopefully I've been able to answer everybody's questions about the chakras in general, and or the root chakra, and then we're going to continue to proceed forward next week. Love and light, family, peace, and many blessings to you all.
Body is the garden of my soul.